Good morning. How are you, fellas?
We're good. Fall is here. Chills in the air. Halloween's right around the corner. We got plenty of stuff happening. And we know you guys are always busy out there at the RBB School District. You've had a great fall, and times are rolling on.
And Keith, Mike always likes to talk about what the students are doing out there. So, Mike, you got a big state finals in the band
is on the field. They're heading over to the big field over at they're going to get some practice over here in the IU, aren't they?
Yeah, Memorial Stadium, Thursday night at 8 p.m. The public's invited, and we've invited everybody to come out under the lights there. We're going to see the kids do the state finals performance there. So invite everybody to come out and give the kids a pat on the back and some encouragement, because Saturday is going to be a big day.
How many years in a row is this, Mike?
Ten years.
In a row. Wow.
So,
congratulations.
Yeah.
And
I give all the credit. All the credit to our folks and kids.
You've got a young cross country runner over there that's just burning up the countryside.
Austin, flying.
Yeah, he's had a wonderful season. Austin Haskett, super sophomore, going to be in the state finals over at Laverne Gibson. Terre Haute there, it all kicks off at 1 o'clock on Saturday, and what a fantastic season. Really, both boys and girls cross country teams have had, and Austin gets to represent all that those two great seasons in the state finals for all the kids in our community. So,
well, there's wonderful things happening in Richland Bean Blossom Community School System. And you also have your girls' basketball getting underway with a scrimmage?
Yeah, Coach Gary Sims and the staff and the girls are got the big scrimmage at Eastern Green Thursday night, just 48 hours away. And then next Tuesday, a week from today, we kick off the season at home. So, defending that WIC outright championship and sectional championship. So Gary's talked to them the other night after practice. I stopped by the last half hour of practice or so, and hey, they're working hard and they were having fun. So that's what it's all about.
Let's do two financial things. First of all, you passed your budget, RBB's budget, a week ago?
Yes. We're at looks like we feel like it's a very very good budget. We've mentioned before that we're down about 68 kids and that from the start of the charter school, and that obviously is a hit in our general budget of about $300,000 right there, and that's not counting the kindergartners that would have been ours too. So that's kind of an unknown that would be added on to that, but the positive is that we got our pass. We're right at $28 million for the entire budget, and we're excited about that and to get that in place for another year. And then we're looking at, as we normally do this time of year, our anticipated tax warrants that we ask for permission to advertise. And what that is just getting an early draw, kind of, so to speak. One way to put it on money because of the timeliness of our payments, and then when we get our tax draws, then we pay that right back. So
there's a delay in the time you get the money that you have coming from the tax authorities.
There's not a delay per se in receiving the money, but the timeliness that our payments are due on our debt service and of course what we to keep transportation the cash flow through there, we go ahead and do these what they call the anticipated tax warrant. It's basically drawn on what we anticipate to receive in tax money, and we go ahead and keep everything paid on time, so to speak. So
how's the STEM program going on out there?
Hey, it's great. Our three folks that are in our leadership positions on that, our STEM coordinators, they're working hard. We've got a group going to Waconaquaw here the first week of November, and going to soak up some of the things that those folks are doing up there. They've got a couple year head start on us on implementing some things, and we're going to go be a sponge in their sea of knowledge there and soak up from them. We've got our assistant Sue Brodheit is leading the group up there. We've got at least one board member that's going to go up. Deborah Walcott, Mary, is going to go up, and and all with them, and so there's a lot of excitement around that, and what we're doing, taking the next step and all those programs to get our kids ready for the future.
And finally, how about the Hilly 100? Give us a recap on a busy yeah. weekend in your part of the county.
Yeah, we're kind of the center there of the bicycle world.
The hub. You are the middle hub.
Yeah, you know, everything went really smooth. Those folks are great to work with. I compliment our high school principal, Dirk Ackerman. He basically spends the weekend there and does a great job in all of our facilities and maintenance people who put in tons of hours and to make that possible. What the benefit of that is, it brings in income for a lot of our organizations through concessions and other things like that. So it's a great weekend, and those folks work really hard at it, and all, and they're on top of things. If you've ever been through there, for example, here my very first year, I tell the story, getting from Edgewood Drive and 46 to my office, there was literally six times that I was stopped for security to make sure that I was who I was and I was supposed to be there. So those folks don't mess around.
No, they don't.
They take it serious, and that's really good. This day and age, you know, that's a good thing. So, but they always do a great job. You know, the number of bicyclist participants this year was not as many as we've had in the past, but good races and also a great weekend.
Well, perfect weather for it. That's the other great part in all that. Well, Dr. Mike, we appreciate your time. We know you're very busy. Good luck to your band this weekend. That's exciting. Again, Thursday night, 8 o'clock at Memorial Stadium. You can see the
preview.
Well, the dress rehearsal. Is that what they call it? Dress rehearsal?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's gonna be a great night. Public's welcome, and the kids are pretty fired up.
So. 10 years in a row. Wow, what a great accomplishment. So hopefully you'll have to buy some more wood over the weekend for the trophy cabinet and expand that out on Monday.
There you go. So it's appreciate all you guys do for us, and couldn't ask for better from you guys. We always appreciate it.